Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. For he is worthy of all our praises. Oh, hallelujah. Giving honor and giving glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. To his holy name. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 hallelujah. Oh, to the Most High God. For he's worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And his name is Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Oh, he's worthy of all our praise. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, the Son of the living God. He's worthy. Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy, oh, he's worthy, he's worthy, oh, he's worthy, he's worthy of all our praises. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, his name is Jesus, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord and Lord Jesus Christ, amen, Ephesians 5:20, giving him praise. Because he's worthy of all our praises for what he's already done. Hallelujah to Jesus. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Glory to God. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. Want to welcome our callers, amen, whether by web or by phone. We want to welcome you to the show today. We are so happy that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show. And we do hope and pray that you will continue to tune in every Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Have a couple of announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne Ryan, the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are churches without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Amen. Glory to God. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophet Yvonne at yrile50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, and you can just leave her a message there. Amen. Without Walls Worldwide Ministries have several ministries just for you, created with you in mind. First, we have the Hour of Power on Sunday. Amen. Every Sunday between 6 o'clock p.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the hour is Pathetic Corner with Prophetess Martha from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do hope and pray that you tune in to the message today about faith. Amen. Hebrews 11. Amen. Glory to God. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Our Ministry Lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, Prophetess Yvonne A. Rao. Amen. She comes on every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Then every first Friday of every month, hallelujah, we have Friday night prayer conference call, amen, where there's worship, a preach word, and prayer for everyone that is on the line at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every first Friday of every month. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4000. Access code is 494-670, and make sure you match the pound button. Amen. So we want you to be a part. We invite you to become a part and stay connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Then on Sunday, glory to God, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry on Block Talk Radio with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected. Hallelujah to Jesus. This is a prayer preaching woman. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. The Wild Team. Hallelujah. We're doing the work of God. It's preaching men and women on this team that is doing the work of God. Oh, hallelujah. That is preaching the truth of the gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you right now for the leaders over this team. Oh, God, we just thank you for Prophet Yvonne and Pastor Joseph Ryan. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you for this ministry. You want to get connected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to even sow a seed in this ministry because it's fertile ground. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. You want to get connected with and stay connected with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. That includes all our announcements for today. Amen. So keep all the announcements in mind. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Because we know that we need prayer. We need to pray without ceasing. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to see another day. Father God, we thank you for watching over us as we slept last night, Father God. We thank you for touching us, Father God, and waking us up and starting us on our day, God. Father God, we thank you for your word, Father, that brings forth healing, God. We thank you right now, God, that you are a healer. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the blood of Jesus that was shed over 2,000 years ago. We thank you, Father God, for his blood that brought forth healing, deliverance, and the souls and the mind of the people can be set free. God, we thank you right now, God, for all that's already been done at the cross. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, because we know that you're able to heal, deliver, and set free. Oh, God, we know that it's the word that we need, oh, God. Oh, God, because it is the word that brings forth the healing. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for healing somebody's mind and soul, body and spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we know that you're able. Oh, God, we know that you're willing, God. We know, God, by your word, that you can do all things, God. You can do the impossible things in our lives, God, if we just believe and if we just have faith. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, for your word. Oh, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, God, for your holy word. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah. For it's the word that we need. Because it's the word that will keep you. It's the word that will keep your mind. It's the word. It's the word. It's the word. It's the word of God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-ins. We pray for the bereaved families all over the world. We pray for those behind prison bars. We pray for the homeless. We pray for those that are hungry. We pray for the orphans. We pray for all of those that are lost in this world. We pray, Father God, that they will come to Jesus. We pray, God, that will seek salvation through you, oh God, and through your son Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now for divine healing, God. We know that you're able We know that you're able, Lord. It's nothing too hard for God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We praise your name. We give you honor and we give you glory because we know that you're able to do all things. There's nothing too impossible for God. He can heal you. Oh, yes, he can. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus, for it's his name, Jesus, and no other name can one be healed. It's no other name that one can be saved. There's no other name that one can be set free. It's only in the name of Jesus. His name is Jesus, the Son of the living God. His name is Jesus. If you would just call on his name, glory, glory, hallelujah. Call on the name of Jesus. Whatever you need, call on the name of Jesus. He's able. Oh, he's able. He can heal you. He's able. Yes, he can. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. He's able. Yes, he is. He's able. Yes, he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for allowing us to see another day. That means we get another chance to get it right. Oh, it's time to get it right with God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to get right. Hallelujah. To get our lives right. Get back on track. Get back to the word. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Time out for playing church. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your word. Use me for your divine purpose, God, in the name of Jesus. Not me, Father, but it's you, God. Speak your word, Father. Speak your word, God. Speak your word. Oh, hallelujah. Speak your word. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Just a vessel being used by the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's worthy of all our praise. And all these things we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, for he is so worthy of all our praises. Glory to God, glory to God. The message will be coming from Matthew today. Hallelujah, glory to God. This month we will be doing a series on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Last week we talked about that something about that name Jesus. And we said Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Calling on the name of Jesus because it's something about that name. Hallelujah to Jesus. So today, this Sunday, we're going to talk about Jesus, the divine healer. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The divine healer is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Jesus. We know many people don't want to talk about Jesus, but we're going to talk about Jesus because healing comes from Jesus. True healing. True deliverance. Comes through the name of Jesus. What's his name? His name is Jesus. Glory to God. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Hallelujah. There's no other name that one can be saved but through the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew, the 15th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at verse number 29, and it reads, "And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. A great multitude came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, mild, and many others, and cast down at Jesus' feet." How many people are casting down at Jesus' feet today for healing? Hallelujah. I just wonder how many truly want to be healed. "And he healed them." It said he healed, hallelujah, "in so much that the multitude wondered. When they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be made whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorify the God of Israel." Hallelujah to Jesus. It said they cast themselves down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Hallelujah. And Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 53, he said, and he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. It said, with his stripes we are healed. Jesus took 39 stripes upon his body. Hallelujah to Jesus. The divine healer, hallelujah, took 39 stripes upon his body while his flesh was hanging bones for our healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus took every sin upon his body. He took every disease upon his body. He took every sickness upon his body that we might truly be healed. See, Jesus is a divine healer. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He is the great physician. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, the Bible tells us in the scriptures of all of the many healings that Jesus did in the Word of God. He healed people that had the spirit of infirmity, where all of the, hallelujah, all of the sicknesses and diseases fall upon them. Hallelujah to Jesus. He made them whole. Hallelujah to Jesus. He healed the mind, the body, the soul, and the spirit, because he was saying it was by God faith that they were healed. It was by what they believed that God saw it could do. They had to believe it. They had to have faith that the healing that they wanted from Jesus had to come through their own faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. He healed not just the physical. Because we have a body, a soul, and a spirit. But if we want to truly be healed, we got to get down on our knees and ask God to heal our soul. Because in that soul is our mind, our will, and our desire. How can we truly be saved if our soul is still dying in its hand? Sin killeth the soul. Hallelujah to Jesus. God don't want us just to be healed in our spirit and our body, then our soul is still living in sin. The body, the soul, and the spirit all must be healed. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, when the woman had the issue of blood, hallelujah, the Bible says that she was healed in an instant, and God said to her, Jesus said to her, you are healed. Thy faith has made you whole. When Jesus talked to the woman of infirmity that had an infirmity for 18 years, the disease that she had or the sickness that she had, it came because of the enemy. It wasn't nothing that you were born with. See, when you come to Jesus for real and you truly want to be healed, you're going to ask him to clean you up. My body, my soul, and my mind, it's got to be healed. You can't do one part of it. You got to do all of it. Have you ever seen where people go into different rehab and they talk to them? They talk to the physical thing? But nobody deals with the soul. It's the soul. Sin killeth the soul. And it's not until they get to the divine healer. See, the divine healer is going to make you whole. He's going to clean up everything. Have you noticed that when they come out of these rehab places, they go right back and do the same thing over again? Matter of fact, a lot of time it's worse than it was when they went in there because nobody dealt with the soul. Hallelujah to Jesus. They just made a covering of them. They covered it up. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the desires and their will had the same desires that they had before they even went in there. Some don't even make it out when they come back. Some of them lose their lives because nobody deals with the soul. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus said, I came that all might be saved. that all might be healed. I came for the brokenhearted. He said, I came that all might be healed. That means everything about you got to be healed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Everything has to be healed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. He is a divine healer if you truly want to be healed. He is the only one who can heal you and me. Jesus heals the soul and the body. Hallelujah. Because the body and the soul and the spirit, they affect one another. It's just like having faith. In order to have faith, you got to have hope. In order to have hope, you got to have some faith. You got to have some faith there somewhere. Glory to God. It's just like the body, the mind, and the spirit. It's got to be completely healed. Every area, one part cannot be like it. Every part must be healed, and only through Jesus can it be done. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. People are dying in sin. Sin. People need to be delivered. Sin. Sin killeth the soul. Do you really want to be healed today? Do you really want to be healed? Because see, when you say that you really want to be healed, that means you got to change your lifestyle. You can't continue to live in sin. Because sin kills the soul. It kills it. Hallelujah to Jesus. But Jesus said, I came that all might be healed, delivered, and set free. But we got to get down on our knees in prayer. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to want to be truly saved. We got to want to truly be healed. You know, many people say, well, I want healing. They're talking about the healing of the body. But what about your mind? Because it's all in the mind. Your mind got to be healed. How your mind going to get healed? First of all, we got to get on our knees and ask Jesus to heal us, to come into our life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Then we got to get the word. Hallelujah to Jesus. So our mind can be transformed. A new way of thinking, a new way of walking. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. If we truly want to be healed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, Jesus healed the people, and they had many diseases as we read. That there was some that was blind. There was some that was lame. They couldn't walk. There was some that was dumb. All of those different things. But Jesus dealt with the main source of the problem. He healed the mind. He healed that soul. That's why they were made whole. You can't be half whole. You got to be made whole. That means everything about me has got to change. Because when everything about me changes, hallelujah to Jesus, I'm going to talk about me. Hallelujah to Jesus. Once God has delivered me and set me free as he has, glory to God, I can't go back to my old ways. I can't go back to the things that I used to do. I can't even hang around of the people that I used to hang around. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why the Bible said, come from among them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because my whole body, my mind, and my soul has been healed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because see, if your mind is not healed, it's going to keep on going back. But your mind has to be healed. Your soul has to be healed because your will's there. You got a will now. When you get saved, you still got a will. Hallelujah to Jesus. But if you keep the word, glory to God, the word will keep you. Ain't no such thing that the word can't keep you. The word of God will keep you if you read it. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you really want to be kept, it's in the word. Hallelujah. The word will heal you. Hallelujah to Jesus. And oftentimes in the scripture, Jesus would heal in different ways. Sometimes he would just speak the word. He would send forth the word and would be healed, just like the centurion soldier. Or when he just laid his hand on somebody, he just touched somebody, and they were healed. Hallelujah to Jesus. He just spoke the word. And just like the woman with the issue of blood, she just touched the garment, and she was healed and made whole. But by cause of her faith in his healing. See, Jesus is a divine healer. He's a divine healer that will heal every part of you if you truly want to be healed. But most people don't really want to be healed because they're enjoying the stuff of the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. He can make you whole if you truly want to be whole. He sent his word, and it'll heal you if you want to be healed. Hallelujah. That's why he says, I was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor, that he was sent. Hallelujah, to heal the brokenhearted, and to proclaim liberty to the captives and recover the sight to the blind, to set them free, those that were oppressed. Hallelujah, he's a divine healer. He is a divine healer. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Do you really want to be healed? Do you really want to be healed? Well, if you get down on your knees and pray, hallelujah to Jesus, glory to God. If we just get down on our knees in prayer and ask the Lord to have mercy upon our souls, hallelujah to Jesus, then he can heal our souls, not only our physical body, because see, we got a physical, emotional, and spiritual part of our being, glory to God. And we need all of it healed so that we can walk in the way of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He is a divine healer. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He is a healer. He will set you free. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. But you got to get down on your knees and say, Lord, have mercy, please. Oh, hallelujah. Save my soul. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Asking to pull you out of this world of sin. Hallelujah. It's sin that's killing your soul. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, there's a heaven and a hell. But you have a choice of eternal life because Jesus died upon the cross that you might have life through him. But you got to walk this divine healer to come into your life and heal your soul. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. When Jesus heals you, your whole life will change. You will no longer be that same man or woman, but your whole life will be transformed because he is a divine healer. Oh, hallelujah. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. See, the Bible says that Jesus will lay your hands on somebody right now, God, and heal them right now, Lord. Touch, Lord, right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, heal somebody's mind right now, Lord. Heal the mind right now, Lord. Touch, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal somebody's mind right now, Lord. Bring them out of the world of sin, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God, heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal somebody right now. Jesus, the divine healer. Glory to God. Heal somebody, Lord. Glory to God. Heal them right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal, 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 Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What an awesome God that we serve, that he's able to heal the mind, the body, and the soul. Hallelujah. If you do not know this divine healer, if you would say this prayer, would be, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible, leave in church, get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. He heals. who heals all diseases. Hallelujah. He will heal your mind, your soul, and your body. Amen. We got to get up out of here. We're running out of time now. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, I say, you'll be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. We believe if you receive, we believe and have faith that God can and will heal you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God for the divine healer, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have a blessed week. Amen.